So fourthly and lastly, last of the means of unification, samanarthata, or exemplification. Here, the bodhisattva's behavior is consistent with his teaching. In other words, his teaching of the Dharma. His behavior exemplifies his teaching. In time-honored phrase, he practices what he preaches, except, of course, that he doesn't preach. The bodhisattva is the living embodiment of all those qualities, the development of which he encourages in others. So we've seen that the bodhisattva inspires people, inspires them to lead the spiritual life. But he doesn't just go around exhorting people to be inspired in a dull, flat, lifeless sort of way. He inspires them because he is himself inspired. But here a difficulty arises. Not so much for the bodhisattva himself, perhaps, but for those who are trying to be bodhisattvas. What happens? We have, let us say, a vision. We have a vision of the ideal. We have a vision of spiritual perfection. A vision of supreme perfect enlightenment. A vision of the Buddha land. We have this vision. There is no doubt about it, but we are not able to live up to it. Sometimes we fall very far short of it indeed. It's not that we don't sincerely believe in it, sincerely believe in the vision, even see it, even have a glimpse of it sometimes. It's not that we don't actually see it, at least partially, at least occasionally. But we do find it very difficult indeed to transform our lives, transform our being from top to bottom, in accordance with that vision. In other words, we come up against that well-known dichotomy between the path of vision and the path of transformation. So what does this mean? Does it mean that because we cannot live up to our own vision, we shouldn't speak about it to other people? Shouldn't try to communicate it to other people? Not at all. All that we really have to communicate is ourselves. All that we really can communicate is ourselves. This means that we must be completely honest with people. Without honesty, there is no communication, or at least there isn't complete communication. So let us speak to people about our vision, yes. Let us communicate our vision to the extent that we can. Let us communicate our efforts to transform ourselves in accordance with it, in accordance with that vision. Let us even communicate whatever successes we have so far achieved. But let us also, if necessary, if occasion arises, let us also communicate our failures. In this way, we communicate honestly. In this way, we communicate completely. In this way, we communicate ourselves. In any case, our vision is not a vision of some fixed and finite goal. Our vision is more like a vision of constant progression, constant upward movement, constant transformation. It's more like a vision of ever increasing creativity with no perceptible limit. So speaking about our vision really means speaking about that. When we exemplify our vision, this is what we really exemplify. The exemplification does not mean being the living embodiment of a particular point in the process of spiritual development, however high that point may be. It means being the embodiment of the principle of spiritual development itself, to however limited an extent. It means showing that we're at least making an effort to evolve.